Last time on Bucci.
Your garden is flourishing.
Hernia status.
No, that's the wrong drop. Your garden is flourishing.
Trust Bucci.
Yeah.
We bury him deep.
That ball sound, by the way, is just a sound effect. I don't even have walls for this thing. So I'm going to need walls. Everything. Soup to nuts to walls. Have you ever seen a beautiful pool hall? No. But you will after this call. Caller, you got shabooch.
The light. The place needs to be subdued.
And I have a box of apricots, too, if you want those.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Apricots, they're not dry. They're just...
Just take the apricots.
For the glory of building your pool hall, I would most likely go to the emergency room.
So you want to put around my only table a bunch of mummies?
They're not... Well,
oh, I see.
Yes,
I do,
as a matter of fact.
So here's what I envision. A series of motorized screens to privatize each pool-playing space.
It's the other kind of pool. Swimming pool.
The water is coming out of their fingers, and they're wearing pants, and a shirt, and a Kangol cap.
Yes, and their heads are all wrapped up, so you can't...
No more mummies. No more mummies.
I'm bringing another table and lamp.
Do you have any billiard balls?
Yeah, I have a pack of 10 and then a fire extinguisher.
Yes.
With fire.
I have mummies and foot baths, but what I need are tables. Do you think you might be able to take your friend's pool table and bring it over to Bootry?
Like, if you get really stressed out, you have, like, this corner that there's a bunch of plushies or that you can just... like, relax.
Let's stay in the car listening to Bucci.
Yeah, listen to Bucci.
You love him, or it, yeah. Or me.
Bucci, gotta get that bouncer stool in there.
Yeah, bouncer stool. Yep.
You get like a snooker, carambola.
Gonna make it a lot of fun to play pool. I got the pool trampoline. Four of them are good, one's...
Four good ones. What, gently used?
Send me.
You're bringing the pool sharks. All right.
I'm bringing the pool sharks. I got big ones. I got small ones. Depends on how capable your bouncer is.
Bucci's pool hall. We bury them deep.
Did Ken Nordine ever build a pool hall? No. Maybe he did. Wait, let me look on Wikipedia. Shoot, he did.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
Sorry, folks, I'm just charging my iPhone, or these things need to be 100% charged. I got a busy day after the show, and I need a fully charged iPhone, because I'm going to be, I got this job, customer service job. Oh, boy, Bucci's employed. And I have to, like, cold call a bunch of people. We're selling this, I don't want to say meat, but, food-based product. And I got to make a lot of cold calls. And they said, well, just use your cell phone. Oh. Ah! What are they making these chairs extra slippery now? Super slippery. Super, super slippery.
Smooth Booch.
Sometimes you can be smooth, and it's a bad thing. Shoot. All right. Hello, everybody. This is Bucci, and you're listening... to Bucci. Oh man, cracking that can of summer! It's the post Memorial Day summer show. It's the summer! And boy, the summer tastes like. Ginger ale and some sweat. As I said, this is Bucci.
Bucci, we bury him deep.
We bury him deep here at Bucci. And I do know what that means.
Hernia status is...
It's fine. Again, I don't want to labor the point of this hernia that I have, because laboring the point is bad for the hernia. I've been speaking to my doctor, Mike, and I emailed him, like, you know, asking about what I should be doing, you know, what's the timetable for this, and he said, his email is just Mike, there's no .com or, you know, anything, it's just Mike, so I just emailed Mike, and I said, you know, what do I do? And his out of office said, you have to get your operation very shortly in the next couple of weeks. So stay tuned for that. That's a big moment in Bucci. There's people from down the line in 100 years' time are going to be talking about Bucci pre-hernia operation and post-hernia operation. And they'll be saying, boy, Bucci really became incredibly embittered after his hernia operation was botched. And it left him with no feeling above or below his hair. But his hair feels like it's like super sensitive now. And so he became enraged, and the hair was so insensitive or so sensitive, he couldn't even put headphones on anymore. So he was thrown off the summer schedule and the fall schedule. So anyway, that's going to be coming up in a few days, a few weeks, and so just get ready for that. And basically, I feel fine. My recent mother, has been asking me, been worried about me, and I've been lying to her.
Trust Bucci.
But again, I don't want to talk about that anymore today. Also, I'm getting sick and tired of this bed music, but I'm stuck with it for now. So, we've had a couple of busy shows the last few weeks. We've been kind of improving not only ourselves, but our community around us. Because who are we without our community? We've been building a community garden. I have this beautiful plot of land, and we have been filling it with your help with fruits and vegetables and flowers and all that stuff. That was a couple of weeks ago. And then last week, we built up the pool hall that is also a part of the community garden. It's a multi-purpose parcel of land, Bucci Community Garden, and Bucci Pool
Bucci's
Hall.
Bucci's pool hall. We bury them deep in the pockets of one of our 24 tables.
It's actually like 22 tables now. We have 22 tables now. The garden is for all. The pool hall is for all who can pay the $15 cover. And like I said, we're looking to make the overall benefit of the community. And you have been very generous. Because I know things are tough. So I just wanted to give you an update on all of that. So just to know that your contributions have not gone, have not been for naught. Naught. So it's not great news, frankly. The combination of these two things, a garden and a pool hall within the same area, they've been some complications which I did not necessarily see. For one, the pool hall is attracting an unsavory element to the garden. I was looking for savory people, and I got unsavory people. So my beautiful melting pot has turned into a dirt stew. Is that a Bucci adage? No. I'll tell you, these pool hall players, I thought it was a stereotype that they were all unscrupulous jerks. I almost swore. You know, these pool players, those pool players have no respect, to quote Rodney Dangerfield's wife. They are just awful. They're not obeying the 12 p.m. curfew. They're not sticking to the stone line path that leads from the entrance to the pool hall. They're going off path. Someone went off the path and stole all of the apples and walnuts and grapes from the garden. With that, they made a giant walled-off salad, which whoever did it ate it so quickly, they regurgitated all over the amaryllis flowers, making them horrible. They're stubbing their cigars out on all the pumpkins, planting switchblade trees. It's a disaster. And this doesn't mean that Bucci has lost control of the Bucci pool hall and community garden.
We bury them deep.
We still bury them as deep as before. And it's not turning into like a hell on earth, no matter what my wife says. Far from it. You know, it's about 12 feet from that. And it's not going to happen. It's not going to turn into a hell on earth.
Bucci, promise.
I've been in troubleshooting mode. And all the time trying to manage my body and manage my, trying to get a job. And so I haven't had a whole time to work on Bucci, so you'll forgive Bucci if the show is weak. So I just have to say, we've hit some snags, but we'll persevere. I am worried that station manager Ken has let you down a little bit, as he is the person whose name is on the deed.
Ken, promise.
So I do apologize for him, on behalf of him. So I thought, well, first I thought, okay, well, all we do is we get a fire hose and just blow the pool players off the property. But then it became more complicated because in addition, the pool players are saying they're having trouble with the gardeners. They say the bean plants that we planted are wrapping around their pool cues. And they're also saying the sprinklers keep going off and soaking the felt on the pool tables, where there's only two tables. They're also complaining about that, and there's no billiard balls or walls in the pool hall. And as I've told them, this is not my fault. This is, and I'm sorry, your fault, and I'm talking to you. You failed to provide these pool sharks and this pool-playing scum with a functioning pool hall. You know, we have all these elements of in this pool hall that are irrelevant. Mummies and chill-out rooms and foot baths and some sort of screen that covers, that drops down over the pool table to... For some reason, I've forgotten why. So, the garden's in danger, pool hall is in danger, and this whole experiment, I'm just depressed. This whole experiment, it was meant to bring this community together, and it's causing more harm than good, I fear. even though it's not my responsibility.
Bochy.
I've been trying to figure out how to fix this. And I've been stymied, or I haven't been able to figure out until last night. I was thrashing myself to sleep, and it just popped in. What we need to do here is diversify. Diversify. I was supposed to have reverb on that. I emailed station manager Ken that I was supposed to have. Let me try it one more time. Diversify. Thank you. So, I mean, what I mean by that is we have a place for gardeners, we have a place for pool players, but what about people who don't garden or play pool? What are they supposed to do? That is an avenue to explore, which is why I'm pleased to announce the Bochy Community Garden and Pool Hall and Haberdashery.
We bury them deep and sell hats.
Yeah, so I've sold a portion of the pool hall to a haberdashery. People in the chat are asking me what a haberdashery is. Well, it's a hat store. They sometimes sell other stuff, other items, but mainly it's a hat store. Store that sells hats. So the vision is people can plant, pool, or buy a hat. And I feel like that will sort out the issues that we have in some way. So as of yesterday, the pool hall has a side room where hats have sold. And it's a... And I don't... I don't like patting myself on the back, but it's a beautiful store. I did have to throw out my pool tables to make room. But I think that's... That's just collateral damage, and that's just the way of the world. And I'm not going to make the same mistake three times, so I made sure that this place, the haberdashery...
We bury them deep and sell hats.
This haberdashery has walls. Nice, nice, thick concrete walls. 2 feet thick, these walls are. And again, I unfortunately had to dig up a portion of the garden to build these walls, but it's fine. We only lost the mango tree and the tomatoes and half the carrots and corn and the strawberries and all the dirt. But at the end of all that, we have 4 walls and a roof. It's like a bunker that sells hats. And I had to nail these spikes into the wall so we could hang the hats. And so these railroad spikes, I have those up on the walls. So I feel like this is going to get things back on track, helping and, you know, filling 3 holes in the community. Jesus Christ. You know, the... Now, there is one catch. It's just a small catch, and the catch is I don't have hats. I don't have any hats! I mean, I do have hats. Bochy has several million hats. But those are mine. Mine! And I can't give them up. So I'm in a bit of a pickle because the haberdashery is opening tomorrow. And now I only have these railroad spikes drilled into the concrete walls, and there's only a fez on one of them. I have one fez, which I found on the way here to WFMU. I have, you know, I also have 2 bucket hats that I have. I have several. I have a lot of bucket hats, but I have 2, and I used to carry eggs in them. I put all my eggs in one bucket hat, and because they're not suitable to sale because of the thing, they're very yolky bucket hats. Is that a Bochy adage?
Bochy adage.
So, 2 bucket hats, a fez, but I need more, obviously. 2 hats, 3 hats do not a haberdashery make. So that's what I'd like to talk about and kind of solicit. And I'm really sorry. The last three shows, I've been putting a lot on you, and you have not stepped up to the plate. But at the same time, I'm still asking for support, and I'm hoping to get different kind of support. Because of what I need are hats. Winter hats, summer hats, spring hats, and fall. What are your favorite hats, and what do you think they should... What should we sell? What kind of hats should we sell? I mean, is this a Mets baseball hat store? Is this a Minnesota Timberwolves winter hat store? Or is this like a mix of those two and then another kind? That's what I'm saying. The haberdashery doesn't have a vision yet, or doesn't have the hats. So that's what I need from people. We're gonna fill up this frigging store with so many hats that we'll have to sell them, and that's the goal. And with that money that we get from the hats, then we can put that back into the pool hall, which we can then put into the community garden. And I may, again, eliminate the pool hall element, or at least the pool hall, the pool players. If we could just have a nice billiards room, empty, like a nice empty billiards parlor, that would definitely go a long way to making the garden flourish and the habit. Because people, you're buying a fancy feathered hat at FFH, you don't want to be pulled up by your shirt and asked for and being forced to play pool for money. So anyway, that's what we're going to talk about and get. I'm going to get from you a hat. And if we get enough hats, then I can start selling these things right on the air, right now. If we get a nice little surplus, then I can start divvying them up.
Call in with your...
No, that's the wrong drop. No, that's the wrong drop, too.
Trust.
All these drops are mislabeled. I had this problem with this, my uncle, where he's like, I need a new... I need a new Bucci drop. So he gave me a Bucci drop, right? Listen to this Bucci drop. I'm hitting the button now. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Bucci.
Look at it. Did you hear that? That there's like a whole trailing bit of silence at the beginning of that thing. He didn't even bother editing the drop. It's too much. It's too much. I can't be dealing with that right now. Anyway, so at the other side of this break, we're going to be talking hats. I'm going to be accepting your hats and selling them as well. There is a hat out there, and it's hunting your head. You could say... you could say... it's a headhunter, which is what I am going to say, because this next song is called Headhunter. It's Headhunter. Front 242. Only on WFMU.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Supply Bucci's Haberdashery.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
Okay, that's enough of that. 242, Front 242. Headhunter, off their album Front by Front. I think that's 2010, a relatively new album from Front by Front. I mean, Front 242. And that's a nice song, but these industrial things go on too long. So we are talking hats. We are supplying the Bucci Community Garden and Pool Hall and Haberdashery.
We bury them deep and sell hats.
So I'm looking for hats. I'm going to sell you any. I'm going to sell you hats. We're just going to have a real... a real hatty show. Starting now, caller... You got your booch.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Oh, my God.
So all right, so I have a couple of hats. I have three, actually.
Sure. What's your name?
My name is Kate.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
K-A-T. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm only okay if you have some hats, though. I mean, if you don't have hats to sell me, then I'm terrible.
All right. Well, I'm going to try my best.
Okay.
So my first hat is just a baseball hat, and it says, fish fear me, women want me. I think it's very stylish.
Yep. Fish fear me. Women want me.
Yeah.
And what is there a fish on it? Like a scared fish or a woman on it? Or what's on this baseball hat? Other than the words.
It's a little green fish on there. It's just looking.
Okay. So that's a good one. I feel like that's a it's humorous. And that's a good one. All right, so what else do you have? Fish fear me.
Okay. I have another baseball hat that just says Foxy Grandpa on there.
So these are all baseball hats?
No, the last one is not a baseball hat.
Okay, fish fear me hat and then a Foxy Grandpa hat.
Yes. And my final one is it's an antique Japanese samurai helmet.
Wow.
And it does say, actually, women fear me and fish want me.
The Japanese, the samurai helmet says women want me and... Wait, what does the Japanese helmet say?
It says women fear me and fish want me.
That's very rare. I've heard tell of samurai helmets that have words on them, but I've never actually seen one in real life. That's great, because I can sell that for $200 right there. All right, Kate. Those are great. All right, so where did you get the samurai helmet? Just because I want to make sure that it's authentic and not some thing that you made in your garage.
No. I don't even have a garage, so don't worry.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fair. And it's real words. It's not stuck on with a post-it note or anything like that.
I didn't hot glue it on there. That's what you're after.
That is what I'm asking, and you've assuaged my fears. Thank you, Kate. I have three beautiful hats to start my haberdashery with.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. So we have a fish baseball hat showing that the person hates fish and loves women. And then we have another baseball hat that is for a sexy grandfather. And then we have a samurai helmet that also loves fish and hates women. This is great. Caller Yagabuchi. Hello. Hello, hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who are you, though?
I am Anna.
Hey, Anna, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
Doing fine. Yeah. I'm getting better and better every second. So, Anna, what do you have? Do you have any hats, or do you want a hat? Because
I want hats, and I want bonnets.
Okay, so I don't have any bonnets. I have two baseball hats and a samurai helmet. Do you want any of those? And a fez.
Can any of them tie under my chin like a bonnet?
The fez can be tied under your chin, yes. There is a string that you can tie under your chin so it won't fall off when you're running.
Okay, I think that could work.
So you want that. Okay, so you're gonna wear you want this fez. Would you mind trying it on?
Yeah.
All right, you're putting it on.
Oh, too big.
Oh, looks like the hat is too big for you, Anna. All right, do you have any hats that you want to sell me?
No, I was really hoping that you had a bonnet laying around.
Call back later. Folks, we need a bonnet, or what's the other hat you're looking for?
I was just in the market for bonnets.
Okay, anyone has a bonnet, Anna needs a bonnet. All right, bye, Anna. Hopefully we get one for you. Call you a Bucci. Bucci.
Yo.
Okay. Who is this?
Booch. what's up, man? This is Ray Ray.
Hey, Ray Ray. All right.
Yeah, twice.
Two times. Double R. All right, Ray 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 Ray. What do you have? Do you want a hat or you have a hat?
Oh, no, I'm selling, bro. I'm
definitely
selling.
What do you got? What do you got?
I have a crocheted toupee.
A crocheted toupee. Interesting. So it's hair, but it's actually a hat. It looks okay, right? Am I hearing that correctly?
Yeah. It's mohair. It's made out of mohair.
Mohair.
You know, it's crocheted and it's a toupee.
Okay, so what's the hairstyle though? What kind of hairstyle is it?
Mohawk.
It's a mohawk mohair toupee.
Crocheted.
It's a crochet.
It's really made in the garage.
Mohair, mohawk, crochet toupee. Man.
Yes, sir.
All right, and it's yarn or something, right? What is it crocheted out of?
Yeah. It's crocheted out of yarn, mohair. And,
interesting.
And it's also woven down a neck, so it turns into a turtleneck, tank top.
This is some, well, you know, Ray Ray, I don't want to, you know, I think this is very interesting hat, but I got to say, this is, I mean, I feel like it shouldn't be sold in a haberdashery. I feel it needs to be sold in a, I don't know, a tank top store, if anything.
Really?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe not. Maybe it's a, so let me picture it. What color is the mohawk, by the way? It's like hot pink, or what's the color of the mohawk?
Nah, it's orange.
All right, yeah. The people are doing mohawks of all crazy colors these days. Thank God they're still doing them in orange. All right, so we got orange toupee that goes all the way down and turns into a tank top.
Yes.
All right, I'm selling
tank top.
I'm selling this for $80. Anyone wants a mohair mohawk toupee, crochet toupee, hit me up because I have one now. Thanks, Ray.
Yeah,
Ray.
I think we could throw an extra zero on that, man. 800.
Well, I don't know. Did you make this thing?
Yes, I did.
All right. I don't know anything about your crocheting skills, but I'm going to take your word for it that you're excellent at crocheting.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, thank you. He's not my brother. He's just a man. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, it's Franco.
Franco?
Yes.
R-A-N-C-O. Hey, Franco, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Oh, all right, so...
You expect me to say something else?
No. Always. Franco, I always expect you to say something else.
Okay, well, today let's just get past that part and...
Let's
go. Get down to hats.
Let's get down to the hats. Now, are you a hat wearer?
Occasionally, but not as really a fashion statement. I wear them when it's sunny outside, and no one can get the...
Keep the sun off. Keep the cancer off the face.
Exactly.
Okay. So, all right. So what kind of hat do you have there, Franco?
Well, the hat that I'm holding in my hand, I bought this at the flea market a couple of months ago. And
yikes.
It's kind of a green felt.
Okay.
And it has red polka-dotted mushrooms growing out of top.
What do you mean growing?
They're also like, made out of felt.
So are they are, is that a design on the hat, the polka dotted mushrooms, or are they literally the little things sprouting out of the top of this hat?
They look like cash register buttons that are coming out of the hat.
Sure. Okay. Cash register buttons.
Well, I'm just trying to think of.
No, that's very.
Bar stools.
I can picture
this. Like little bar stools.
No, I like the cash register buttons. So,
okay.
So green felt, you didn't steal felt off this my pool table, though, to make this hat, right?
No, actually, like I told you, I got this a couple
of
months ago.
Well, I know you said that.
This predated the pool table business.
All right. I just had to ask, because you said green felt, so that triggered me, because I do have, someone did cut a big square out of one of these pool tables that I...
Well, that wasn't me.
Okay,
but I'll
fine.
Tell you what I'm thinking.
Yes?
This hat would be perfect for the pool hall, because
it's
for so distracting that the person who wears it is going to be the automatic winner, because the person he's playing against won't be able to take his eyes off of it.
That's true, though.
It's so weird.
I could say that the previous caller, Ray Ray's hat, which is a mohair toupee, that's also a tank top, may also
mohawk
will also be
shirt, tank top.
Yes, it's
that was a load.
It's a toupee. That's a mohawk. And it's also like a wife liker t-shirt, kind of like a
Yeah.
All right, so we have that. Now, you know, but real quick, do you want a hat? I have two baseball hats. I have a samurai helmet. I got that toupee thing. Well, do you want any of these things?
Well, I have a baseball hat that says Los Angeles Heavy Metal, and it has nothing to do with the Sunset Strip. I got it when
Why would it have something to do with the Sunset
Strip? That construction at a place that I was buying sheet metal. And it's too small for me, and I look like an idiot.
Yes.
My hair is all sticking out like Bozo the Clown.
Yes.
So I'm willing to donate it to the cause.
No. I don't want another baseball hat. Do you want a new hat that fits you, though?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I had a whole convoluted story about
how
to make a hat.
No.
That's not going to fly.
Just try this fish baseball hat on. Try it on.
Okay. It's like I'm screwing it on.
All right.
You got a pocket mirror
that I can look at? Too small.
Oh, that hat is too small for you, Franco.
Oh.
Sorry. Another too small baseball hat. I don't know. All right, Franco, thank you for your green. That's another. Baby, we got some hats in this store. Is that a Bucci adage? No. All right. Bye, Franco. Two baseball hats, a samurai hat that says that loves fish and hates women, a baseball hat that hates fish and loves women, another baseball hat, which I wrote down and I can't read anymore, a mohair toupee, and a green felt hat with red. Cash treasure button mushrooms sticking out from all over it. Man, I got some hats. Oh, boy, look at all these calls. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hello, my friend Bucci.
Jesus. Hello, who's this?
My name is Kensington Blanchard.
Yeah, Kensington Blanchard. All right, Kensington Blanchard. What kind of hat do you have or want?
Well, my friend Bucci, I was rummaging through my hat shelf and...
Your what?
My hat shelf.
Oh, your hat shelf. Okay. Go ahead.
I was looking for my prized brown derby, but instead I found the request that your previous caller mentioned.
What?
I found a bonnet.
Oh, you have a bonnet for Anna. Oh, wow. Okay. And you can tie it under the chin, right?
Absolutely.
Because that would be worthless if you couldn't.
Cotton.
All right. What's your name again? Wethington Smorthmore?
Kensington Blanchard.
Well, we have a Kensington Blanchard. What color is the bonnet? It's not see-through, is it?
Well, the bonnet is a fine cream with a floral pattern.
Don't say fine cream on the air. I don't think we can say that. But we can... all right, so that sounds like a great hat. So do you want a hat real quick? Do you want any of these hats that I have? I need to sell these hats so I can fund the community garden, so I can fund the pole hall.
Well, if I'm giving up my prized bonnet with the frills and
yes.
the common evening print,
yes,
I would request a frilly hat.
Okay,
I have.
Well, the samurai hat is slightly frilly. It does have a lace on the inside's lace. So is that frilly enough for you?
Yes, and it protects the cranium too.
All right, that's great. All right, so put it on, please.
Okay. Oh.
I fit perfectly.
That hat fits perfectly on you, Kensington. Kensington Drathmore. I appreciate that, and then take that hat with you while you go. All right.
Thank you, my friend.
I'll bill you $400 later. All right, bye. Caller, you. The button fell off.
Bucci.
Hey, who is this?
Hero.
Hey, Hero. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm going to write... Hero is good. You're in a good mood today, right?
Good. Yeah, I am.
Mood. Let's see. Let's see how good it is. All right, do you have a hat there, Hero?
Oh, yeah, I have a few things.
Yeah, what do you got?
A few hats.
Well, what do you have?
I have a bonnet, too. I just got it.
Bonnet?
It's a purple...
Purple bonnet. So we now have two bonnets. We have one bonnet and then a purple bonnet. I forgot to write down Kensington Worthmore's color of his bonnet. But all right, so that's nice. And it has you can tie it around your neck or your face. All right. And what else do you have?
I have a sun hat.
A who?
A white sun hat.
Oh, a sun hat. Sun hat. So this reflects the sun or absorbs the sun or it shaped like the sun? What do you mean by sun hat?
Well, it helps you from not getting hot from the sun. It blocks the sun.
It blocks. How much of the sun does it block, though?
I'd say 80%.
Well, that's not bad. That's pretty good. I mean, 100%, a hat that blocked 100% of the sun would just be a sack or something, and that's no good. That's not very fashionable. All right, so we have a sun hat, and we have a bonnet. Anything else real quick?
Yeah, I have one hat.
These pool players.
It is a cap hat, a general cap
hat. Oh, like a baseball hat.
It says WFMU.
Oh,
WFMU.
I love WFMU. That's a very that hat loves something, which most hats don't love anything. So that's nice. It's a WFMU baseball hat, and that will sell very quickly. If I know WFMU listeners, they will wear a WFMU baseball hat.
Bye.
Right. All right. Hero? Do you want a hat? Do you want one of these hats?
Well, I heard there's a baseball hat.
Yeah, a baseball hat that hates fish. And do you want the baseball hat that hates fish or a baseball hat that loves fish? Or
that loves fish.
Okay, could you try that on for me, though?
Yeah.
Too big.
Oh, it's too big, Hero. I'm sorry.
I know.
No. Well, keep trying on hats, man, or keep growing. Just keep growing.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. Caller Igabuchi.
Hey, what's up, Bucci? How's it going?
It's fine. Who's this?
Good. This is Seth again.
Seth again. Did you call earlier?
No, that was Seth.
Oh, okay. So, Seth, what do you have? And don't lie.
No, I'm not able to lie. We're in luck.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
Trust Bucci.
And well, Seth. Go ahead. What do you have?
Well, I've been thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking.
It's too much
and,
thinking.
I think I've got a fresh hat that's going to do you good in your hat shop.
Okay. What do you have? It's a haberdashery,
okay,
but okay.
So it's always, I think it's always hilarious when people give other people rabbit ears when a photo is about to be taken. They'll hold two fingers behind their head.
Bunny ears, yep, mm-hmm, sure.
It's hilarious.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
It's probably the first joke ever.
The first is, of course, the humor. So it's kind of like a yarmulke, but you just have two fingers sticking up, right?
Sure. Okay, so it's just two fingers, and it comes over the... It's like a hat, but it's kind of like a yarmulke. It sticks on the back of your head and then... And has two
right
fingers. That's good.
Yes, right where the rabbit ears would go. But also, it's like good for a peacenik because it doubles as a peace sign. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. So you could either... that's the confusing thing about those bunny ears thing, because it could be mocking the person, or you could be trying to bring a little peace to the world. Or announce your victory over the Nazis in World War II. One of those three things.
Yeah, it has many functions, and humor is definitely one of them.
Yeah, well, I don't care for humor, but I do care for hats. So this is an unusual one, and I really feel like it would be serve a practical purpose in addition to a fashionable one. All right, Seth, that's good. Do you want a hat real quick before I throw you off the air?
No. Yeah, I'll take one.
All right, what kind of hat? What quick? Do you want the samurai helmet that hates fish and loves women, or loves fish and hates women?
How about loves fish and loves women?
I don't have that. You can't just walk into a haberdashery and say, hey, can I have this thing that doesn't exist? No. I'm sorry,
it's
Seth.
It's worth asking.
No, it's not. All right, goodbye. It's worth asking. It's pool hall. This is driving me crazy. All right, we are taking calls. I'm filling up the Bucci haberdashery. It's the Bucci, what's the thing again?
We bury them deep and sell hats.
The haberdashery sells hats and also...
Bucci's pool hall. We bury them deep.
And that
in the
is
pockets of one of our 24 tables.
And all those things are nested within the garden, Bucci's community garden.
We bury them deep.
See, that's another thing. It has a 5-second lead time at the beginning. It needs to be edited. Caller, you got Bucci.
Bucci, you got to get a new sampler or something, man.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's not my... I have to get a new audio engineer, audio designer. You know, that's what I need.
Okay. Well, we'll talk after the show.
No.
But,
all right, Zachary, what do you have? What kind of hat do you have? Or do you want to buy a hat?
Well, my...
Because we have, like, two bonnets.
Yeah, I'm interested in... There was a guy that was doing a toupee, right?
Yeah, no, it's a crocheted toupee of a... And it's mohair. It's a mohair mohawk that is also a... goes down into a tank top, which I don't know how far it goes down. It could be just like a go down right above the belly button, which would be nice.
Well, I did buzz my head recently, and I'm feeling a little naked without it, so I might be interested in that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you want you? All right, well, let's. Well, what kind of hat do you have, though?
Yeah, well, I have a lot. My father died last year, and he loved
hats. Sorry.
And so a lot of baseball caps of different. Kinds. He had a Jimi Hendrix one, a Pink Floyd, some solid colors.
Oh, that's cool.
Little, like skulls and skeletons.
I like
that. And then
that.
I know it's for hats, but head garments, he had lots of bandanas.
Hmm. You know what I was thinking last night while I was tossing and turning? I'm thinking, should I sell bandanas in this haberdashery? And couldn't decide. So you think I should sell these bandanas?
Yeah. Oh,
oh boy, it's very unorthodox. Very unorthodox.
You know, they might go, oh, does this haberdashery have bandanas? And now you do.
Yes, at least I don't like saying no to people. So I do, you know, that's nice. So they come in and they say, do you have bandanas? Yes, there's $80 because they're, you know, they're bespoke.
Right.
Right.
And then probably my rarest hat is a Kurt Vonnegut cat butt.
Oh, that's
interesting. It has the picture that he drew from the Breakfast Champion.
Yes. I know about that image. So it's a Kurt Vonnegut. That is actually pretty cool. Does it say Kurt Vonnegut anywhere on the hat?
No, it just has the cat butt drawing on it.
Could you write Kurt Vonnegut on the hat? Just so we know, they give some context.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, is it an asterisk? Is it like a, you know, what is it? Or is it a, you know, what you just said, a cat butt?
It's a cat butt. Yeah.
Okay, so write Kurt Vonnegut on it and send it to me.
Okay.
Okay, and then do you want to try on this crochet hat?
Yes, please.
Okay, well, try it on.
Okay.
Oh, huh? I fit perfectly.
You fit perfect.
On you.
It fits perfectly on you.
I'll never leave
your head. Kind of looks like a rat tail almost.
Again.
Yes. All right, thanks, Zach. What did you say, hat?
I'll never leave your head again.
Well, hats need to leave people's heads. You can't just live on heads, on people's heads. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, how's it going?
It's fine. Who's this?
It's Stan calling from the southwest side of Chicago.
Stan from the southwest side of Chicago. All right. Stan, what kind of hat do you... You want to get a White Sox hat or a Cubs hat or a Bulls hat or a... What do you want? Or a hat that just says Chicago? Or the Chicago flag? What?
Well, it's funny that you should mention that, because I've got a hat for
no.
you.
No. Okay.
It's a very valuable White Sox hat.
Okay. What era? Why is it valuable? Did Frank Thomas wear it?
Better than Frank Thomas, none other than Chet Lemon.
Oh, okay. A Chet Lemon hat. That's cool. So you didn't pull it off his head, though, right?
No, I got it at a fundraiser. It was a raffle for an animal shelter, and I won this autographed Chet Lemon hat from 1981.
That's a heck of a sentence there, Stan. So, all right, so it's a Chet Lemon baseball hat. It's not autographed by him. Did you say it was autographed?
Absolutely. It says, best wishes, Jerry.
Who's Jerry?
He was signing it to some guy named Jerry.
Oh, so you... Okay, you took it from Jerry, or he died, or passed away, or sold it to you?
I don't know what happened to Jerry.
All right, we'll never find out. Call in if you know what happened to Jerry, but call in a Micah show, because this show's almost over. So, all right, Chet. Stan, do you have a hat that you want to take from here? I got some baseball hats, I got a samurai helmet. No, I think I gave away the samurai helmet. I have some bonnets, Foxy
you know,
Grandpa hat.
I'll take anything that you recommend as long as it's not a Cubs hat.
Okay, yeah. Take the Foxy Grandpa hat. That's great because you sound like a Foxy Grandpa.
I feel like it.
Okay, put it on.
Hey,
yeah,
it's too small.
No, it's too small. All right, sorry, Stan, but thank you for your hat contribution. This is great. I have all these hats hanging up in on this on these spikes on this concrete wall, and this is going to bring in people, classy people, people who like hats. They're not the scum of the earth like these pool tables are, pool hustlers are, and they're not all these hippies like the gardeners are with no money. So we have this beautiful, rich population coming in, funding the pool hall, funding the garden, and funding all these pumpkins that I'm trying to friggin' raise. Micah, do you have a hat that you want to add to my haberdashery?
Do you remember these hats? Well, you're kind of young, so you may not remember, but sure. They were like these shaggy denim hats, and
shaggy denim, like a bucket hat that had,
yes,
like a fringe, right?
Exactly.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
yes.
But they were cut out for the eyes, and they had.
Well, you lost me on the eyes.
They had these really cheap colored gels that you could see through, like sun gels.
That's
sun
amazing. So it's protecting you against the sun, and you have the glasses, the things, and it's fashionable, right? It's very fashionable.
No, it's from the 70s. It's not fashionable at all.
Okay, well, I'll take it. Thanks very much. That's a good one. I'm going to charge $200 for that one. And it came off of Micah's head, so I'm gonna actually, that's another 100. All right, you have been selling your hats on WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online and all the time at WFMU.
I'll never leave your head.
At WFMU.org. Stay tuned for the music of Mind Control. Thanks very much. Who's listening to Bucci? You.